When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Even though you two there is telling us it's going to be a beautiful day, may not look like it right now out the window, but it will be a beautiful day once all this rain passes around lunchtime, and then we'll have a nice night for 50s night. It'll be a little bit cooler, definitely less humid, and nice and dry by the time 50s night begins, or even really before it starts to begin. As Scott Pemberton was telling us the other day, you know, that technically starts at 6 because that's when, like, the ceremonial stuff starts, but people start showing up around 5 and even before that. And so once the cars are down there, that's when everybody comes out and takes part. So hopefully we will see you down there. The WBSM table will be outside Family Dollar on Purchase Street. Come on by and say hi to us. Usually we're right next to the Dell's Frozen Lemonade stand, which is perfect for us. But, come on by, say hi, grab a bottle of water, enter to win some James Taylor tickets, enter to win some Patton Oswalt tickets, and just have some fun. Speaking of fun, if you're a soccer fan, it's probably pretty fun for you yesterday when 14-year-old phenom Kevin Sullivan made his debut, his MLS debut for the Philadelphia Union. And he has now become the youngest player in MLS history by 2 weeks. He bested Freddie Adu's record from 2004 by 2 weeks. So 20 years ago, Freddie Adu made his major. And remember when that happened? It was such a huge deal. This teenager was going to be playing in MLS. And this was going to be what turned the tide and made soccer more popular in America. Well, not quite. But, I mean, I will say, soccer is hugely popular in America. Those of us who don't follow it and don't care about it, we don't understand how important it is to the younger generation. Like, from millennials down, they're super into soccer. They follow all the European teams, World Cup, all that kind of stuff. People of my generation are like, meh. But still, MLS hasn't quite reached, you know, the level of, you know, it's not even NHL level or NBA level or certainly not NFL level. But Kevin Sullivan made his debut. His brother is also, I believe, on the same team. And his brother's name is Quinn Sullivan, but not the same Quinn Sullivan that's from New Bedford, no. Imagine, though, having two people named Quinn Sullivan with so much talent. It's kind of like how there's more than one Tim Weisberg, but only one of them is talented. Well, maybe the other guy that's out in California that works in the news business, maybe he's talented too, but, you know, I definitely am not on their level. So we were talking in the last hour about last night's ordinance committee meeting and the idea of trying to put a recall process into the city charter, which requires a home rule petition because it is a change to the city charter. And there are some other issues that the council wants to address if they're going to be making a change to the charter. They want to make some amendments to what Mayor Mitchell is proposing. You know, for example, he wanted to clean up the language where the provision for who steps in as acting mayor currently only applies to, well, the process for that, because it's not the same process from one year to the next. It would be really simple if it just said in the city charter, if for some reason the mayor is no longer able to continue to serve as mayor, the city council president becomes acting mayor. But it doesn't say that. What it says is if it happens in year one, there's a special election. If it happens in year two, the acting mayor comes from the city council. But now that there is a year three and a year four, there needs to be laid out in the charter what happens in those years. And that was a point of debate for Councillor Morad last night, because basically the idea that the city council president becomes acting mayor is something that she feels is not fair to thrust upon the council president, that council president may not want to make that kind of commitment. Now, on one hand, you can say, well, she has a point. This person became a city councilor knowing that a majority of that job would be done at night. They certainly don't make enough money for it to be a full-time job. So you have to have another day job on top of it. You know, unless you're retired or something. But in this particular economic climate, you're going to need other income coming in. And that if this is a situation where the acting mayor is only going to be acting mayor for a period of a couple of months, well, it's not really fair to ask somebody to quit their day job or to ask their day job to hold their position so this person can go be mayor for 3 or 4 months. And I think that she does have a fair point. But the counter that I would make to that point is, but when you want to become the city council president, it's always been assumed that the city council president would be the person to step in. This was the problem, is there, you know, nobody really knew all the nuances of this. Nobody had really studied all the nuances of what was in the charter and how this process works. So you always just heard people making assumptions. And people just assume that the city council president becomes the acting mayor. And that means that if you were going to run for council president, or, you know, seek out the council presidency from amongst your colleagues, you knew that that was a possibility. Now, there's been a number of times just already this year that Naomi Carney has been essentially the acting mayor. Because whenever the mayor is out of town, like when he goes to a convention, when he goes to a meeting in Washington, when he goes to meet in Israel, these are trips that take him out of the city, and therefore the city council president becomes the acting mayor. Now, this is 2024. If there's a crisis and something happens, it's not like Mayor Mitchell is cut out of the loop and no longer in the decision-making process of what to do for the city. But this was something that was put in when, if a mayor did travel, it would take days to get word to him about, or her, about what happened. And decisions need to be made immediately. So somebody had to step in and take over that position while he was gone. So that's something that they wanted to clear up, is, you know, the process of who fills the vacancy. How do we decide on that? And I don't necessarily love the idea of the council is going to hold an election within itself to pick who that person would be. And you can argue, well, but they already did that when they selected the council president. And by pushing the council president into the acting mayor role, it's essentially the same thing. Not really. Semantically, yes, it's the same thing. But somebody vying to be the city council president at the beginning of a council year is a lot different than somebody vying to become the acting mayor because there was a mayoral vacancy. And by the way, just because some of you may have the question, if someone from the council becomes the acting mayor, they do not surrender their council seat. They maintain that council seat. There is no language, I get from what I could gather in the discussion they were having last night, there is no language that precludes them from performing their full duties as a city councilor as well as acting mayor, which means they would go and vote in matters that affect the mayor's office. So if this just happened to be the case during, say, budget season, and an acting mayor has to be the one to put forth the budget, that acting mayor also goes in on cut night and votes on that budget. There's no language that says that they can't do that. I think decorum might be that they would recuse themselves from any votes like that, but not requirement, certainly not statute. So that's another thing that they want to take a look at. But when it comes to the idea of the recall, which was the, you know, as Mayor Mitchell called the vacancy of the mayor's office, he called that a housekeeping issue. He was looking at it from the perspective of, it only covers what happens in 2 years. Let's just change it to cover what happens in 4 years, and wasn't really worried about all the other nuances. The main thing here for the purpose of this home rule petition is to install a recall provision. I don't want to say initiate because I don't want people to think they're trying to actually recall anybody. It's to put into the city charter so that they have that process in place. Now, as you know, last year, time makes no sense to me anymore. But there were some citizens who wanted to be able to recall the city council. They wanted to have a charter change that would allow for recall of city councilors. And at the time, the argument that we got from the city council was, if you want to be able to recall the city council, you should be able to recall all city officers, all elected officials. And we found out at the time that that was actually something that had been being worked on behind the scenes. Then Ward 5 Councilor Scott Lima and Mayor Mitchell had been working on this together, along with some others. But they both came on the radio and talked about this. The idea was to do just that, to make it a recall provision for all elected officials. Now that that is before them, well, the councilors say, well, we don't want to be on this. We don't want to have the ability to recall us. We're only here for 2 years. That's like having a recall already. But it's not. If you get somebody in there that is mentally unfit for office, that is embroiled in legal issues, whatever. I mean, look at all of the different things that have happened in Fall River. And you can argue whether or not they warranted recall. But if you get into that position, you shouldn't be immune from losing your job as a city councilor because, well, there's an election in another 18 months. You can take care of it then. I mean, look at the Hugh Dunn situation. you know, he did not resign his position as a result of what was going on. Now, he later did because of work commitments. But if there was a recall process and the citizens of Ward 3 sought to initiate a recall of him, that would have been an appropriate time to use that. I don't know that recalling him would have been appropriate, but that would have been an appropriate time to, you know, start having that discussion, because you have a counselor who is embroiled in a legal situation that you feel could affect his ability to serve the ward. In my opinion, it didn't, but, you know, other people might see it differently. But as a citizen of that ward, you should have the right to have that conversation and ask your neighbors to sign a petition to see if they're interested in doing so. And by the way, this would be something that would be very rarely used. The threshold to even put it through is high, despite what the despite how the counselors are characterizing it. They said only you only need 100 signatures for a ward counselor from that ward, and then for an at-large position, at-large counselor, mayor, school committee, you know, you need somebody, you need 100 signatures from each ward. That's not an easy get. And then you need to have 15% of the people vote in the recall election for it to even count. There's some other steps too, but that's like the final step. The final hurdle is to have a 15% voter turnout. So pay attention in November and see what the voter turnout is in New Bedford for the presidential election, the big one. And compare and contrast and think if you're going to get 15% of the people to come out for a recall election. People who will come out and say, this is just pettiness. I don't want any part of this. Look at what the voter turnout is for the Fall River recalls. So there's, in my opinion, a pretty significant threshold to have to overcome for this to even happen. For there to even be a ballot before people to ask if they want to recall an elected official. As there should be. It should be a difficult process. It shouldn't just be 10 signatures like in Fall River. But it should apply to everybody. You shouldn't be immune just because your term is shorter. If you feel that a damaging person somehow gets elected, a lot of damage can be done in 2 years. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. Before I do, though, like I said, it's going to rain today. But in the afternoon, then it's going to clear up. You're going to come on down, head out to 50s night. But before you head on down to 50s night, stop by the butcher shop. Check it out. Even if you've never been and you're coming to the city for 50s night, just go and take a walk around the butcher shop and tell me you will not fall in love with the place, with its old school feel. A true neighborhood market, fantastic quality meats, big lobster tank, everything you could possibly imagine they have there. Everything from steaks to soccer balls. But they also have pre-made food. And, you know, just do yourself a favor. You're coming down for 50s night, get yourself a serving of Maria's rice pudding and a spoon. And just enjoy that while you're walking around 50s night. Make sure you take care of your trash. But you, once you get to the butcher shop, it will become your new favorite market. And you will become like part of the Pinaretta family. Check them out. The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. We'll be right back. And it is time to go from Little Richard to regular size Phil in the WBSM newsroom. He's got all of your updates for the day here on the big day of 50s night. Phil said he's going to come down with a leather jacket and a pompadour, and yeah, you're gonna go full greaser look, yeah. So, because that's what that's how a nice, respectable newsman dresses.
I want to be the Fonz.
Hey,
hey.
Just don't jump the shark.
I won't.
Like, there's literally sharks out in the harbor, so don't actually jump one.
Yeah, we don't want to imitate art.
No,
not at all. But
maybe one of these years we got to see if we can get Henry Winkler to come to 50s Night.
I mean, come on, the guy, he's an affable guy. He'd
yeah,
probably come down.
One of the nicest guys in the world.
Right.
So, and you know what? Maybe I was actually going to pitch this idea to Scott Pemberton the other day, and I forgot. But I've become friendly on Facebook to some degree with Eddie Deason, who played Eugene, the nerd, in Grease.
Oh, all right.
We could totally get him to come to 50s Night.
You've got connections.
Oh, he's just on Facebook. Anybody can follow him.
Yeah, but still.
You should follow him. He's great. He posts hilarious stuff.
Right.
So,
all right. Hey, let's get them all down to New Bedford.
Yeah. Maybe we could have a Grease cast reunion. Or, yeah, maybe not. We could probably get Grease 2, though, minus Michelle Pfeiffer.
So, well, what is Michelle Pfeiffer doing anyway?
True. She's probably not doing that much,
let's
get her down. What was the other guy's name? Maxwell Caulfield? Was that the guy that was in it? I always get him confused with the catcher and the rye guy. That's Holden Caulfield,
that's
right?
That's Holden, yeah.
So I think it's Maxwell Caulfield, yeah. Which is probably a fake name anyway.
Right.
Anyway, let's get into the news, the actual important stuff here with Phil Devitt.
It's official. J.D. Vance is the vice presidential nominee on the Republican ticket. More details about the Secret Service's reaction to Saturday's shooting and shooting-related shoes are
now available. From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Ohio's junior senator is now officially Donald Trump's running mate on the GOP presidential ticket. Senator J.D. Vance accepted the nomination for vice president Wednesday night at the Republican National Convention. He says he's grateful.
Mr. President, I will never take for granted the trust you have put in me. And what an honor it is to help achieve the extraordinary vision that you have for this country.
Vance has been in office since 2022. It's his first elected position. Trump will address the convention tonight when he officially accepts the party's nomination for president. It's his first remarks since he narrowly escaped assassination in Pennsylvania last weekend. More reports about the Secret Service protection at that rally are coming out. During a closed-door Senate briefing Wednesday, Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming said FBI Director Christopher Wray had some troubling things to report.
The shooter has been identified an hour before the shooting occurred as a suspicious person.
Barrasso goes on to say that after being identified, agents lost sight of the shooter. He adds that they couldn't find him even though he was carrying a rangefinder and a backpack. President Biden is canceling campaign events while he deals with COVID-19. The White House says Biden tested positive following an event in Vegas in which he was not feeling well. On Wednesday, he was forced to cancel a speech before a Latino civil rights group, and he's returned to Delaware, where he will isolate. There are conflicting reports over whether New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez will resign following his conviction this week on federal corruption charges. NBC News claims he told close allies that he plans on stepping down. Menendez, however, is rejecting that report and says he has not spoken with any so-called allies. A national litigation firm is filing a lawsuit against California's new transgender parental notification ban in public schools. The Liberty Justice Center says the lawsuit from Chino Valley was filed Tuesday. The bill that was signed into law Monday prohibits school districts from requiring parents to be notified if their children identify as transgender. Fandango's James Michael Klein is dead at the age of 64. The founder of the movie ticketing app apparently jumped to his death from the 20th floor of an upscale New York City hotel on Tuesday morning. Sources say the married father of six left a note. The National Suicide Lifeline is available 24/7 by dialing or texting 988. And a little bit more on President Trump. He's selling shoes now that feature a picture from the moments after the assassination attempt on him. A company owned by Trump put the shoes called the Fight, Fight, Fight High Tops on sale Wednesday. The side of the shoes have a picture of Trump with his fist raised and blood spattered across his face with the words fight, fight, fight below. They're limited to 5,000 pairs. They cost about $300. Some sizes were already sold out as of Wednesday night.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox are off to Los Angeles. They begin a three-game series with the Dodgers on Friday night.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Showers and clouds this morning, but this is our big change in the weather pattern. Those showers and clouds clear out throughout the day, and we get drier, more comfortable conditions by the late afternoon. Even some sunshine, not a bad treat, especially paired with the mid-80s, as opposed to the upper 80s and 90s like we've had. But it gets even better overnight for those of you who are sick of the heat and humidity. Overnight, we're going to get clear and dry and very comfortable with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, an A-plus Friday with plenty of sun, dry conditions, and highs in the low 80s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Bring them if you were going to walk down, but otherwise I'll just have them here if you want to come and get them at some point.
I'm not totally sure. I have a friend that might be going, and maybe I'll walk over there. I hate going past that octopus, you know that,
right?
Because they're speeding through the light, and the mayor's not going to do anything about that. So I don't know. I could be there, and I could not be. I don't know what to tell you. I got to be honest with you. I don't really think so.
Well, if you decide to go, and you know, you decide like sometime like around 3 o'clock or so, let me know, and I'll bring the stuff with me. If not, it'll be here.
Oh, yes, sweet. Thank you very much.
No problem. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We will be down there in 50s night, so I hope to see you all. We'll be outside of Family Dollar. You'll see the WBSM van, the WBSM tent. You need to pop under the tent and cool down a little bit. You can. We'll have some bottles of water. Although I don't think that it'll be too bad later, because the temperature will be up, but the humidity will be down. So, and when I say temperature is up, it'll be like kind of where it's been. It's not going to be 98. It'll be, you know, between 80 and 88. So it should be a nice evening, a perfect evening for 50s night. I mean, for me to be perfect, the temperature would also be in the 50s, but I don't think anybody else wants that. 508-996-0500. We'll take a break and be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. We have got quite the playlist planned for you tonight. With 50s Night, starting at 3 p.m., 3 to midnight. Music all night long to help you get ready to head down to 50s Night, for you to listen to while you're walking around on 50s Night. If you're coming down in your classic car, tune your radio into WBSM, whether it's 1420 AM or 99.5 FM. Sounds really, really good on 99.5 FM. Or on the WBSM app. You can have it on your phone and have your earbuds and your AirPods in as you're walking around. And then, of course, you can listen to it all the way home and into the night. All the slow songs from 10 to midnight, all brought to you by Elite Auto Detailing, Market Basket, Leach Auto Body, Advanced Financial Group, and Empire Ford of Fall River and New Bedford. So it's a really important night for the city, because everybody comes together and just has a great time. And it brings a lot of people from outside the city down here and shows off that, you know, it's a beautiful place to be, made all the more beautiful by all these great vintage cars. Let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm excited for tonight. I'm going to go.
Yeah, you're going to come down all dressed up in 50s gear or nah?
I don't know. Well, I got a, I have wedges. I bought some wedges. I mean, back then, I think they had thick high heels, but I got some wedges, so if I want to walk over the cobblestones, I can go over in that direction, too. And I got a shirt.
I will not be wearing those, because I couldn't walk on cobblestones in regular shoes.
Tim, if you could do that, I mean, I'd be really...
So Gazelle did a video one time years ago where he put on somebody's high heels and tried to walk on the cobblestone streets. It's hilarious.
Oh, I'll have to look that up on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on the Fun 107 YouTube channel.
Yes, I'll have to do that. But and then I got a macrame shirt, and it's got little cherries on it. I mean, that's kind of 50s,
yeah,
right?
That seems 50s, yeah.
I don't know if anybody would really realize that they're cherries, but anyways, that's what I'll be wearing in my shorts because it's too hot. I got to have my shorts on. And, okay, yeah, I wanted to ask you, because I'm like you today. I'm like losing my train of thoughts and words. So what time do the cars generally go down there and pack?
They start to show up around, I want to say like 3 o'clock or so. I forget exactly when they start closing the streets down. But
okay.
Really, like, the real stuff probably begins, like, 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Okay,
like, that's when most of the cars have arrived by. And then they start the, like, the ceremonial stuff, the speeches and all that will be at 6 p.m.
Oh, okay, so there's speeches. I thought I heard you saying that word, and I was thinking, what am I missing here? So there'll be a speech from who?
Like the mayor gets up and speaks and
then
you'll have, you know, like Tony Cabral usually comes, maybe Mark Montigny comes. So they'll get up and speak. Maybe Scott and Don and the folks behind 50s Night might say something. Phil Palaiologos usually MCs it. So there's always, you know, stuff happening over in that area. Plus they have all the bands and everything that's going on. The bands usually start around 6 o'clock. So there's plenty to see and do, even if you come early.
Right. Well, that was the thing. I didn't want to come too early because I don't want to get hot. But I hope it really does cool down. And if it's going to rain, I hope it hurries up and does what it's supposed to do so it doesn't ruin the night.
No, that's all supposed to be moved out by lunchtime. So,
yeah.
And actually, I see the sun coming out now, so it might actually miss us.
I do, too. And I just wanted to say to Mary, I call her Miss Fierceness. She's so fierce. I love her. I hope she makes it down there. I hope maybe somebody could pick her up. I mean, my car's going to be kind of full, but if you could get her there, maybe she could sit with you.
I mean, we've got the tent, so.
Yeah, I hope she gets there. And I have a number from Mary. I found out somebody that can help her. I did some research, and I don't want to put it out there yet. I'll find the number and stuff like that, and I'll hand it to you. And they will go half. They will go half for her compressor. And then I was thinking, like, I can chip in some, too. And maybe she'll be able to handle the rest. But, they're amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So I'm going to... I gotta find it and tape it to my door because I'll probably forget to bring it and then I'll kick myself in the butt. But yeah, so I think because that really bothers me that let alone it's hot in her place, but it just bothers me that it's so hot in her car. That's just crazy. And compressors are $800 top starting. And nobody, you know, should have to get in their car and nobody, any senior citizen, and I know I am one. But, I'm not in a position to complain because my air conditioner works. And I feel bad for you. I was hoping you would get that double stick tape for those big cups. Do they work?
Listen, my air conditioner is going to get fixed. It's just a matter of when I can put it in and get it done. I'm going to be fine. Don't worry about me.
Oh, well, I was just wondering if those cup things, they really stay your face or keep you cool?
My bigger problem is that I just won't give up my car for a couple of days. That's my bigger problem.
Oh.
I don't like having to borrow somebody else's car or renting a car or anything like that. So I got to wait until I've got a couple of days where I don't have to do anything and I can put it in to be done. It would be, if I knew it was going to be a one day thing, I would just go drop it off and walk over here and all that. But, it's more a matter of when can I give up my car?
There's a place that does compressors, air conditioning, and you did try putting Freon in it by yourself, right?
Yep. No, there's some sort of an electrical issue with it. That's what's causing it.
Yeah. Well, there's this one place. It's on Church Street, the corner of Peckin Hill and Church Street. I can't. The name doesn't come.
Muffler and Brake.
No, muffler and brake will refer you to this place because that's my mechanics. Those are my people. But they will send you right at the same intersection, right? Instead of, like, I don't know what direction you come from. Instead of, like, making a left to go towards churches, you would make a right. There's a car shop. There's a car lot. They got cars right in front of it. Not a lot. They usually only have, like, three. And right there at that light, they do air conditioning. That's their specialty.
I have to check it out. I'm probably going to put it in when I'm in Gettysburg because then I don't need my car for a couple of days. So it'll work out better. But that's the end of the month. So I just got to get through any other heat waves that might come our way.
I know, right? Oh,
hopefully there won't be any more, but.
Right, exactly. And then it can just be like 80s and stuff like that.
Just give me regular summer weather the rest of the summer.
Yeah, because I want to go to the beach. I really want to go to the beach. I know everything's too hot, too much bacteria in the water. A lot of beaches are closing because of that and whatnot.
All right, well, maybe we'll see you down there tonight at downtown.
Yes, you will.
All right, we'll see you then.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good day. And we will take more of your calls coming up, 508-996-0500. I was looking over here. I thought I only took two breaks, but it's telling me I took three breaks. So I just went to go take the break, and it's like, no, you played this already, which I don't know if that's accurate, but I mean, I just do what the computer tells me. I just follow what the computer says that I need to do. So since we're talking about the sun and we're talking about when the sun is out, which it just went behind the clouds again. But that, of course, might be making you think about going solar. And as I've been telling you, as all these companies come and knock on your door and try to sell you solar panels, you know, you're kind of right to be suspicious about some of them. Like, not all of them, but some of them are the kind of companies that just come in, sell you panels, talk you into buying something that you might not be sure that you definitely want, and then they move on to the next community. They do the same thing. Then they move on to the next community. They do the same thing. And you don't need that. You don't need somebody who's just coming and trying to sell you something. Even in the 1950s, since we're talking about 50s night, even in the 1950s when the Fuller Brush Man came or the vacuum cleaner salesman came or any of the other people that were coming and trying to sell you something, you know, you could at least trust them, right? Trust their product. Try out their product. Now these companies just come in. They're like, solar panels? Yeah, okay. Well, all right. We'll be right back. We'll put them on. Like, you don't need that. You need somebody who's going to be your partner in going solar. And that's what Isaacson Solar will do. They will be your partner. They're going to answer all your questions simply, honestly, directly. They're going to tell you if you're not a good fit for solar or what you could do to become a good fit for solar if that's what you want to do. And if you are a good fit for solar, they're going to give you a free, no obligation quote. And they're not coming in here, selling you something, pressuring you into buying, and then moving on to the next community. They are part of our community. They're based in Fall River. They're not going anywhere. They are here for you. So maybe you get the estimate and you say, you know what? Not yet. I'm not really quite sure yet. They'll be there when you decide. And they will be able to give you those honest answers to all of your questions. So why not have them come on by and take a look at your home and sit down and talk with you? You can set that all up by going to isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. We're going to take a break here for the news coming up. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.